This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2325. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 11th, Alaska, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Finland, France, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Netherlands, North America, Norway, Poland, Russia, Spain, USA, Vatican, Tracking Monarchs, DXing in Novels and TV, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, a couple of weeks ago we presented a recording of KTKN 930 Ketchikan, Alaska, from Walt Simon of NBC. The station had just been reactivated and had a very nice clear ID. However, that did not last long. Walt now reports, as of December 8th at 2259 UT, it was back to an open carrier interspersed with a strange sound, which just might make it further into the lower 48. Or lower 49, sort of like a DX test. Ron Howard in California listened again to low-power VL8K Domestic Shortwave Australia, December 9th at 9:55 UT on 2310 and 4835 via remote in Victoria. He says it was a very pleasant program of jazz and a relay of New York's WCBS and WCBS-FM. He says not enough jazz programming on shortwave, so this was especially nice, both frequencies with good reception. Owner Dave Stewart replied that he would try to find more jazz to put on the playlist, and he says he has better coverage and less interference nearby on the lower frequency, 2310. From 4840 WWCR can be a problem. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports a Brazilian station, apparently unofficial, on 6200. Radio Ancora, December 6th at 2134 to 2152, with pop songs in English, oldies, and IDs. Slight interference from Tibet on the same frequency. Also heard on December 7th at 0604 to 655. RNA Brazil continues to have a token English segment, weeknights at 0150 and 0750 UT approximately, on 11780, and maybe 6180 in parallel. Sometimes I'm only hearing one of them or none of them. Paul Walker in Alaska says 11780 is still operating at half power of 50 kilowatts. They got a new tube, but they were no good, so the old one is back in operation. They've been operating this way for a month. From Tibetan Review via Australian DX News, China has increased radio coverage in Tibet and Xinjiang to fill void left by exit of U.S.-backed services. A significant expansion broadcast by state-run China National Radio in Tibetan and Uyghur, even as VOA and RFA have stopped transmissions, according to AsiaNews.it. An HFCC conference, November 9th, update, highlighted further increase in frequencies registered by CNR, especially for Tibetan and Uyghur language services. CNR is said to have announced it will broadcast 17 Tibetan language programs this winter, from late October to March, one more than the recently concluded summer season, and 16 more than for last year's summer season, before U.S. funding cuts. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The English broadcast, supposedly at 20 UT, has not been appearing, even though at least one transmitter has remained on the air most days we checked, sometimes more than one, but dead air and or that howling wind noise, 15140, 11760 being most likely. There was another anomaly. Between 23 and midnight UT, 13650 normally carries a relay of China in Portuguese, except it's filled by music instead, except for the opening and closing announcements. However, on one occasion, December 8th at 2300, CRI in English was carried on that frequency instead. By the way, if you look at 15140, or 11760 when it is a howling wind noise. That is, if you look at a waterfall display, it's rather interesting pattern symmetrically. Another Cuban frequency is rarely on the air, 11950. But Tony Pavic in BC caught it December 9th for 5 minutes from 0150 UT with TV audio, perhaps from the Multivision channel. Cuban on. Via Steve Witt, Medium Wave News, a report from Wilfredo Cancio Isla. In Manera, in Miami, Radio Mambi goes off the air. That's WAQI 710. A bastion of conservative positions of the Cuban community. Comes to an end after 40 years. According to reports from employees consulted by Café Fuerte, the station would cease programming on Friday, December 12th. La Grande, it had been called, in promotional ads since 1985. It's the second blow for Miami's Spanish radio in just months after another of South Florida's emblematic institutions, WQBA 1140, also owned by the Latino Media Network Group, canceled its live programming and fired all its employees last July. LMG is in the final phase of selling the stations. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports low-power Finnish stations, 6120 Radio Blacksmith Knoll, December 7th at 0603 to 733, with pop songs and comments in English, and a very weak signal, and on 6195 Real Mix Radio, December 6th at 1813 to 1842, with pop songs and English IDs, also on December 7th at 6:33 to 6:58. And Radio Igloo's Christmas show will be transmitted via Real Mix Radio 6195, December 21st at 17 UT. And a follow-up report via Zaharis Yanga said there would be another broadcast of that December 14th at 19 UT, but not specifying whether that's also on 6195. Terry Kruger in Florida and I have kept checking 21660 at 15 UT for the outdated, pointless marine weather broadcasts for many transat race from France. The final date they were actually on the air was December 5th. Danino Marabello informs us that Atlantic 2000 would be on the air Saturday, December 13th at 09 to 10 UT on Channel 292 Germany, 6070 and 9670. Indonesia, in Australian DX News, David Foster says, been checking on Kiwi SDRs in Bandung and Bogor. 9690 VOI has been inactive pretty much all of November, and not hearing 3325 either. 4755 is usually reliable. Program 3, RRI on 7205 audio quality is poor. Via remote in Queensland, Ron Howard was hearing RI Program 1, 7289.93, December 9th from 0815. Usual Islamic segment at 0857 to 908. The signal was nicely fading up until blocked by China at 0930. On December 9th, Ron Howard was hearing the Voice of Indonesia relay via WRMI, 7780 from 0933. But the next night, December 10th at 7780, they were carrying Wavescan instead. In IRCADX Monitor, Tim Tromp in Muskegon, Michigan, reports Iran on 1188 kHz, Radio Payam, November 28th at midnight 30 and midnight 50 UT, including three ascending musical chimes, which matched those he heard on the station's online stream. 6,366 miles. Walt Salmon of NBC reports, rather riveting listening, to a relay of NHK World Japan over the NHK2 radio network. December 8th, following a 7.6 earthquake. Here's what it sounded like on 500 kilowatt, 774 kilohertz. JOUB in Akita at 1640.
We are coming to you live from our studios in Tokyo. This is NHK World Japan, NHK's international broadcasting service. We're bringing you breaking news on Japan's earthquake and tsunami. A strong earthquake has struck northern Japan. The quake struck off the eastern coast of Aomori Prefecture at 11:15 p.m. on Monday. Its focus was 50 kilometers deep, and the magnitude is estimated at 7.6. Authorities have issued a tsunami warning for the Pacific coastline in northern Japan, including Iwate Prefecture and parts of Hokkaido and Aomori Prefectures.
Netherlands, from the website of RadioDelta.am, via art, via Kari Kallio. Winter magic on the airwaves. New frequencies, new energy. A bit wild last weekend, QRM on 5970 tried to knock us off the dial, but we don't give up easily. After testing and serious wizardry, we're thrilled to announce 6040 is our brand new main frequency for the coming weeks. 5970 stands ready as a backup. 25-meter band has also had a share of chaos, interference crashing on 12030. We're moving to 12005 as our new alternative. And we're officially signing off from 9800. CRI heavy interference left us no room to breathe there. North American pirates outside the pirate band, in the NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, reports 4032 USB, ball smacker radio, December 6th at 0215. On 9025 AM, December 11th at 1554, I ran across some speech clips from FDR in World War II, apparently from a documentary. It went off a few minutes later. HF Underground posts indicate that clips of other presidents have appeared on very rare occasions on this frequency, 9025. Station YHWH, the Antichrist pirate, is usually on 7475 in the evenings, but twice this week I've heard him on 15400 AM, December 5th at 2319, and December 10th at 2310, in what I describe as fintonations. And here's one more within the pirate band, 6905 USB, Brain Brothers Radio, December 7th at midnight 37, some very professional sounding advertising parodies, and the national anthem of all things, signing off at midnight 55. This one I really enjoyed. I hope they will be repeating it. Also, this reminds me that I am not aware of any of the licensed U.S. shortwave stations ever playing our national anthem. What a shame. If I were programming a station, I would collect countless different versions and play them at least once a day. Norway and medium wave echo of the Arctic Radio Club. This info from Sven Martinsen about his Bergen broadcasting on medium wave and shortwave. On 1314 kHz, LLE2, changed format, leasing external programming daytime and nighttime, with evening hours set aside for members' free broadcasts. The C is one thing that's being leased out to at 22-05 UT, and Lacri on Wednesday and Thursday at 18-20. A new sustaining service with a Nordic music format and radio nostalgia much of the rest of the time. There are IDs including two in Morse code. Then on 1575 kHz, LLE4, Radio Northern Star, with adult contemporary oldies from both sides of the Atlantic, and 17 hours of ministry broadcasting each week. 1575 runs parallel to shortwave 5895, LLE3. All stations are on 24/7. Poland Non. I must recommend the Polish Radio External Service for well-done news of Eastern Europe near Ukraine via WRMI. It's at 23 UT on 15770, and much better reception than simultaneous English from Turkey or the once-weekly English from Spain at 23 UT. Roger in Germany forwards a story, November 17th, from United 24 Media. Russia fields jam-resistant 50-kilometer fiber-optic drones. These long-range, jam-resistant fiber-optic drones, with a reach of up to 50 kilometers, pose a growing threat to Ukraine's logistics. Fiber-optic drones maintain a physical cable link between the aircraft and its operator, making them effectively immune to electronic warfare. Ukraine is already testing countermeasures, including hit-to-kill interceptors and attempts to sever the cables in mid-flight. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2325, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Doug Brown in London, Ontario, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says thanks for all you do to keep our great hobby alive, if only on life support. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Radio Exterior de España has finally resumed an English broadcast, only 1 hour a week, at 23 UT. It was on the air December 10th. Couldn't hear it very well, since the North American frequency, 9690, is still imaginary, and we have to listen off the back of the Middle East beam on 12030. But at least we can listen later via podcast. The two new announcers are Daniel Riobo, R-I-O-B-O-O, accent on the middle O, and Alba Cuellar, A-L-B-A-C-U-E-L-L-A-R. Alan Rowe recommends to them that they lose the musical background, which just makes it harder to understand on shortwave. However, Alex Mianikov forwards news from Radio Rama in Italy that as a new development for 2026, Luis Manuel Fernandez Iglesias, director of REE, announced they will introduce broadcasts in the three most important languages in Spain after Spanish, Catalan, Galician, and Basque. And about RNE closing down all its medium wave transmitters by the end of the year, this from Dave M1CTK in the medium wave circle. This comes from a Facebook group. It is not 100% sure that the RNE's medium wave relays will be turned off by the end of the year because RTVE president said that there is a chance the switch off is delayed by a couple of months because they need to find out how to cover with FM transmitters the shadow areas that would remain after medium wave relays switch off. GDES in Indiana, W8BYA, is especially interested in long wave DXing, and he recommends loafers on approximately 185.300 kHz. He heard three different call signs, or saw them. He sent a screenshot of one of them actually appearing on a waterfall, WM. The others are TAG and SIW, received December 8th. These are QRSS beacons, among others. He says these amateur beacons run power of 1 watt or less. Mike Cooper forwards a notice from the law firm PaulWeiss.com. Virtue Financial wins dismissal of RICO suit. Security victory for Virtue Financial when U.S. District Court for Northern Illinois dismissed a RICO action brought by wireless networks technology company SkyWave Networks against our client. Beginning in 2016, a subsidiary indirectly formed by Virtue and certain other co-defendants applied for and obtained experimental licenses from the FCC to use shortwave technology to transmit financial market data. The complaint alleged that Virtue and others fraudulently obtained and used those licenses in violation of federal racketeering laws. The defendants filed a motion to dismiss, arguing that the lawsuit functioned as a collateral attack on FCC's exclusive authority to issue, modify, and renew such licenses, and so it was dismissed. Greg Hardison observes that the same law firm is known for capitulating to the Trump regime, with pro bono efforts to further its goals. See Mike Cooper opinion from the Washington Post editorial board. As Trump threatens Venezuela, an essential voice is silent. Russia and China are filling the information vacuum with a voice of America now dark. You might want to read it dated December 5th. It says, before being shuttered, VOA's weekly Spanish language audience in Latin America was more than 100 mega people, according to an audience survey released in January by USAGM. We find that hard to believe, since VOA Spanish was terminated from shortwave several years ago. Sure, they're not mixing it up with Radio Martí. Highly recommended is the International Broadcasting column by Kim Andrew Elliott in the NASA Journal. Among other things in the December issue, he says this. Carrie Lake tweeted this. America, how do you feel sending $60 million of your hard-earned tax dollars to the NGO Radio Free Asia so they can produce news for viewers in Asia using expensive broadcasting equipment you bought, only to find out they took the money, stopped producing the news, and are giving away the equipment? It's rich that she chides RFA because they stopped producing the news, after months of her efforts to deny congressionally allocated funds, forcing RFA to go to federal court to shake them loose. Our new broadcast on IRRS Shortwave 9510, Sunday at 10:30 UT, was heard by Thomas Dorman in Bell, Oklahoma, near the Arkansas border, December 7th on 9510. Transmitter site is Saftiza, Romania. Jeff Silvers, the Wavecrest guy in Hawaii, tells us about his DX program, Voice of Shortwave Radio, or VOSR International. It's a one-hour weekly show with an occasional rebroadcast, but heard every week, Thursdays at 19 UT on 3975 through Shortwave Gold in Germany. It was heard Saturday at 02 on 5850 on WRMI, but that may have been a filler. Regular schedule is Saturday at 03 UT on 9455 WRMI, and Saturdays at 23 on 15770. Alan Wiener notified me December 5th that Radio Angela on 6160- has a new schedule between 23 and 08 UT, rather than 24/7. That's WBCQ. 50 over 9 of Dead Air in English noted from WWCR 4840, Thursday, December 4th at 0745. Scheduled during that period is Insight for Living. I wonder if anyone noticed besides me. Another station with Dead Air, WINB 9265. Friday, December 5th at 2015. They were supposed to start at 2000. It's Worship at Home. Something's wrong at Red Lion. WMLK also has its problems. They have three frequencies, but which one they operate during which hours is apparently a random choice. December 8th at 15:54 in the morning, they were on 9275, instead of 15:150 as scheduled. Later that day at 23:11, they were properly on 9275. Meanwhile, their other frequency, 17525, supposedly in the local afternoons, has often been missing. I'm always alert for heterodynes, medium wave stations slightly off frequency, such as December 8th at 0749 UT, a carrier on 1569.82, beat against 1570 stations. For once, we have a listing for this at the website of Medium Wave Offsets on 1569.825 WLRS in New Albany, Indiana, heard by someone else as recently as November 9th. Its night power is only 233 watts. From the Virginian Pilot, the Virginia Department of Transportation is retiring a traffic advisory system via AM radio for Hampton Roads drivers as the agency shifts to a focus on modern-day communication tools. Since the 1970s, VDOT has provided traffic updates through its Highway Advisory Radio, HAR, system on 1680 AM, operating on 8 transmitters broadcasting within a 10-mile radius to provide updates around the clock. Low power, 10 watts, the maximum allowed, but broadcast quality suffered. So, Saturday, December 6th, marked the last day the HAR system would broadcast for the region. 1710 kHz is an interesting frequency in California. Reinhard reports this. There's Travis Air Force Base, not too far from him, with loop announcements. He hears, but there was something else on December 6th at 0519, with interference from Glenn Miller Big Band Music. Didn't sound like a pirate station, so could it have been the AM station on 1710, far up in Half Moon Bay, California? Yes, he heard it live streaming parallel on their website of KHMB, listening via remote at Palomar Mountain in Southern California, a distance of 490 miles from the station. Better than he has heard it in the past at his own beach monitoring site, much closer to HMB than Palomar. KHMB is a super low-powered station, so it must be very rare to make it to Southern California. Via CIDX Messenger, Kristen Robinson of Billboard Pro writes, iHeartRadio's chief programming officer and president Tom Pullman says starting Monday, November 24th, Guaranteed Human is a core part of our brand. You will hear it in our imaging, and we want listeners to feel it every time they tune in. iHeartRadio DJs must now add a line to their hourly legal IDs about being guaranteed human. This isn't a tagline, it's a promise, and it's part of every station's personality. Besides a DRM test from France, there is only one transmission currently listed into the Western Hemisphere on the 13-meter band, even though we're near the peak of the sunspot cycle. It's Vatican Radio, in Spanish, 285 degrees from SMG, according to HFCC, AOKI, and IB at 1300 to 1315 UT. However, their own Vatican News website shows it instead at 1230 to 1245. And Peter W. Hansen says IBB Monitor has it at 1130 to 1145. But Joe Hanlon confirms in early November I did hear it at 13 to 1315 on 21730. Excellent reception. And Alex Mialnikov says a different schedule at Vatican News shows it properly at 1300. In a routine band scan, I came across an intruder in two-way colloquial Spanish on USB, 15391.1, December 10th at 2303. They were talking about something weighing 40 kilos, a black ship, Barco Negro, someone yelling in the background, and they were whistling. Stuff like this smacks of drug smuggling. But they did not seem concerned about being blasted by Trump bombs. I refer you to a very interesting long article in the New York Times of November 17th. We can now track individual monarch butterflies. It is a revelation. Scientists use tiny new sensors to follow the insects on journeys that take thousands of miles to their winter colonies in Mexico. The result of a tiny solar-powered radio tag that weighs just 60 milligrams and sells for $200. Researchers have tagged more than 400 monarchs this year and are following their journeys on a cell phone app created by the New Jersey-based company that makes the tags cellular tracking technologies. Monarchs weigh 500 to 600 milligrams, so each tag-bearing migrator making the transcontinental journey is by weight equivalent to a half raisin carrying three uncooked grains of rice. In NRCDX News, Bruce Cotty in New Hampshire says, while reading The Secret of Secrets novel by Dan Brown, I came to what might be recognized as a reference to radio broadcast DXing. When you have an intuition or a hunch, it's exactly like the car radio picking up the brief wisp of a different station it doesn't normally receive. The brain picks up multiple stations too clearly. The experience can be profoundly confusing, even debilitating. And Harry Smith points out that the current show on Apple TV streaming, Pluribus, includes a reference to amateur radio. In episode 4, someone has been scanning the radio spectrum with a Kenwood TS-940 ham radio transceiver for anybody who might still be transmitting. The frequency displayed was 8613 kHz, so in the real world, watch for some pirates who might want to get on this frequency for some publicity. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued December 8th. ANKN is peaking at 33.5 on December 10th. 30.6 on December 30th. Also elevated before and after those dates, and 25.5 on December 24th. Quietest dates of only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 are December 12th, 15th to 17th, 19th and 20th, 29th and January 3rd. Solar flux descending to 130 December 14th and 15th, up to 180 by December 26th to 28th, as well as 30th and 31st. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2325 with a standard disclaimer.